Let her out. Thomas stood by the cell door, arms folded. Let her out, and then we'll talk. Trust me, you want to hear it. Newt was covered in soot and dirt, his hair matted with sweat. He certainly didn't seem to be in a very good mood. Tommy, this is... Please, just open it. Let her out. Please. He wouldn't give up this time. Minho stood in front of the door with his hands on his hips. How can we trust her? He asked. Soon as she woke up, the whole place fell to pieces. She even admitted she triggered something. He's got a point, Newt said. Thomas gestured through the door at Teresa. We can trust her. Every time I've talked to her, it's something about trying to get out of here. She was sent here just like the rest of us. It's stupid to think she's responsible for any of this. Newt grunted. What the bloody shuck did she mean by saying she triggered something? Thomas shrugged, refusing to admit that Newt had a good point. There had to be an explanation. Who knows? Her mind was doing all kinds of weird stuff when she woke up. Maybe we all went through that in the box, talking gibberish before we came totally awake. Just let her out. Newt and Minho exchanged a long look. Come on, Thomas insisted. What's she gonna do, run around and stab every glader to death? Come on. Minho sighed. Fine. Just let the stupid girl out. I'm not stupid, Teresa shouted, her voice muffled by the walls. And I can hear every word you morons are saying. Newt's eyes widened. Rare sweet girl you picked up, Tommy. Just hurry, Thomas said. I'm sure we have a lot to do before the grievers come back tonight, if they don't come during the day. Newt grunted and stepped up to the slammer, pulling his keys out as he did so. A few clinks later, the door swung wide open. Come on. Teresa walked out of the small building, glowering at Newt as she passed him. She gave a just as unpleasant glance toward Minho, then stopped to stand right next to Thomas. Her arm brushed against his. Tingles shot across his skin, and he felt mortally embarrassed. All right, talk, Minho said. What's so important? Thomas looked at Teresa, wondering how to say it. What? She said. You talk. They obviously think I'm a serial killer. Yeah, you look so dangerous, Thomas muttered, but he turned his attention to Newt and Minho. Okay, when Teresa was first coming out of her deep sleep, she had memories flashing through her mind. He just barely stopped himself from saying she'd said it inside his mind. She told me later that she remembers that the maze is a code. That maybe instead of solving it to find a way out, it's trying to send us a message. A code? Minho asked. How's it a code? Thomas shook his head, wishing he could answer. I don't know for sure. You're way more familiar with the maps than I am. But I have a theory. That's why I was hoping you guys could remember some of them. Minho glanced at Newt, his eyebrows raised in question. Newt nodded. What? Thomas asked, fed up with them keeping information from him. You guys keep acting like you have a secret. Minho rubbed his eyes with both hands, took a deep breath. We hid the maps, Thomas. At first it didn't compute. Huh? Minho pointed at the homestead. We hid the freaking maps in the weapons room, put dummies in their place. Because of Albie's warning. And because of the so-called ending your girlfriend triggered. Thomas was so excited to hear this news, he temporarily forgot how awful things had become. He remembered Minho acting suspicious the day before, saying he had a special assignment. Thomas looked over at Newt, who nodded. They're all safe and sound, Minho said. Every last one of those suckers. So if you have a theory, get talking. Take me to them, Thomas said, itching to have a look. Okay, let's go.